I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 15th. A man nicknamed the Bad Breath Rapist, who was convicted of raping a woman in Quincy and spent nearly 20 years on the run, is being sentenced today. Toon Kit Lee was arrested in May in Northern California. He had been living with his girlfriend of 15 years in the San Francisco area. The woman had no idea who Lee really was. Lee fled Massachusetts during his trial in 2007 and was convicted in absentia of rape and kidnapping. In 2023, a reward of up to $10,000 was offered for information leading to his capture. According to state police, Lee's family owned the Kagawa restaurant in Quincy where the victim worked. Lee broke into her home on February 2, 2005, held the victim at knife point, and used zip ties to secure her to the bed before the sexual assault. She was found several hours later by her boyfriend. Lee's bad breath was a key part of the initial investigation, landing him the nickname, the Bad Breath Rapist. Lee is scheduled to appear in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham for sentencing this afternoon. After 3 days of deliberations, a Plymouth County jury convicted a woman of leaving the scene of a 2019 crash where a Duxbury resident was killed. 43-year-old Christina Blackmore of Duxbury was found guilty of one count of leaving the scene of injury causing death and one count of motor vehicle homicide by negligent operation. She'll be sentenced today. On June 9th of 2019, Duxbury police responded to a call for a pedestrian struck on Washington Street about 6:30 p.m. and found 46-year-old Andrea Gordon unresponsive on the ground. EMS attempted to perform life-saving measures on her before transporting her to South Shore Hospital. Gordon succumbed to her injuries 2 days later. Investigators spoke with witnesses who said a Dodge Ram pickup truck hit Gordon before fleeing the scene. The truck was eventually found damaged at the home of Blackmore, and a warrant was obtained for her arrest. A 25-year-old man is under arrest after MBTA police say he attacked two officers at the Park Street station yesterday. T police said in a post on social media that the man headbutted, punched, and bit the officers during the altercation. They say the man became, quote, obscenely violent because he wanted to sleep on the floor of a train, despite the officers trying to reason with the suspect. One of those officers had to be hospitalized due to a serious bite wound sustained during that attack. A young whale's presence in Boston Harbor could delay ferries in the area. It's also got marine biologists concerned for the creature's safety. The 2-year-old whale, estimated to be between 35 and 40 feet long, has been in Boston Harbor since the end of July. It likely followed prey into the harbor, according to Linnea Mayfield, a naturalist for Boston Harbor City Cruises. Biologists are hoping that the whale will soon follow its food out of the harbor and into safer waters. Meantime, Mayfield says boaters should keep at least 100 feet away from the whale and not accelerate if they see it nearby. Boaters can learn more about what to do if they encounter a whale by taking the See a Spout, Watch Out free education course. Massachusetts is about to get a new law to shield firefighters from toxic chemicals contained in their protective equipment and eventually phase out the use of PFAS that's been linked to cancer. Governor Healey announcing yesterday that she plans to sign legislation shipped to her on August 5th. Following momentum during the all-night session that started on July 31st, the governor plans to sign the bill at 12:30 this afternoon at the Grand Staircase. Healey will be joined by Climate Chief Melissa Hoffer, Deputy Secretary of Public Safety and Security Susan Terry, Auditor Diana DeSoglio, and state lawmakers. Richard McKinnon, president of the Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts, said the bill has been a long time coming. The bill, which secured House approval in the early hours of August 1st, requires manufacturers to provide written notice to local governments, state agencies, and other buyers if their firefighting protective equipment contains PFA chemicals. By 2027, manufacturers will be blocked from selling or distributing any equipment that contains intentionally added PFAs. Only gear made with PFAs is currently considered up to fire code because of their thermal stability and water-resistant properties, but the use of the chemicals has long worried national and statewide firefighter organizations, which have warned that PFAs in gear has led to high rates of cancer diagnosis and cancer-related deaths. The Senate passed the standalone bill on July 29th after Senator Michael Moore had unsuccessfully attempted to attach the firefighter gear protections onto a broader health care bill. Consumer prices in the Boston area rose about 3.5% over the past year, compared to a 2.9% increase nationally, according to federal data released yesterday. Latest numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show inflation has cooled from 2022, when year-over-year consumer price increases in the Northeast were in the 6 to 7% range. This year, increases ranged from 2.4 to 3.9% year-over-year. In the Boston area, energy prices rose 4.3% over the last year, and food prices crept up by 1.5%. Higher costs continue to affect budgets and the interest rates that play a critical role in influencing consumer and business decisions. This week, the Massachusetts chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses reported that its Small Business Optimism Index rose in July to its highest reading since February of 2022, but has now been below its 50-year average for 31 consecutive months. Well, officers are commending a woman and four children for returning a lost wallet containing hundreds of dollars. According to police in Hingham, the Good Samaritans came into the police station and returned a red wallet with almost $600 inside of it. They reportedly found it near an ice cream shop in downtown Hingham. Police were able to track the owner down with the credit card inside the wallet. The owner lived in a nearby community and was ecstatic to get her money back. Hingham police said they didn't leave their names, they just did the right thing. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 242 points. NASDAQ rose 4. The S&P is up 20. Asian stocks also higher after the latest update on U.S. inflation came in almost exactly as economists expected, and data on Japan's economy showed relatively healthy growth. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $77 a barrel. Sports: Rangers beat the Red Sox in 10 innings, 9-7, and the Sox head to Baltimore for a series with the Orioles beginning at 6:35 this evening. And it's a preseason game number two, as Philadelphia Eagles come to Gillette Stadium, take on the Patriots tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today: some hazy sunshine through some smoke from the Canadian wildfires, and maybe some afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 84 degrees. For tonight, a lingering shower possible, low 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 82. Saturday, starting out cloudy, and then some sunshine later, high of 84. On Sunday, same thing, morning clouds, afternoon sun, high 80 degrees. Marine forecast today calling for 1-foot waves. Right now, northerly winds at 5 knots, become easterly at 5 knots later today. High tide, 8.09 a.m. and 8.21 p.m. Sunrise, 5.51, sets at 7.43. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, August 15th.